You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
All right, welcome back, everyone. Anderson Emerald here to recap the 2024 NCAA Indoor Track and Field Championships. They just capped off here in Boston, Massachusetts. The top NCAA athletes in the country came to Boston for the first time ever. It's usually down in Arkansas, Texas A&M, sometimes Albuquerque. They were here in Boston for the first time ever, and they proved why they are the best in the country. Some of them proved why they are the best in the world. They showed up, they showed out. Let's talk about some of these amazing performances and amazing highlights over the past 2 days of competition. First off, the 3K, 5K double was in full effect, both on the men's and the women's side. Nico Young from NAU grabbed his first NCAA indoor titles in the 5K, getting the win first off in 13:25.29 seconds. He then followed that up the next day, winning the 3000 in 7:41.01 seconds, which was a meet record. Again, this is his first NCAA indoor titles. He already had the 5000 meter NCAA indoor record, which he set this year. So he just had to come here and prove why he is the best in NCAA history. Again, in that 5K and then in that 3K, we've been watching Nico Young for so many years, and to see him make so much progress to finally get the titles here indoors, to really just dominate both these races. I mean, Parker Wolf from North Carolina gave him a good run for his money. In the 5K, Parker Wolf was actually leading for a good amount of the race, but Nico Young threw the hammer down in like the last mile. The pace picked up and he just dominated that race. Same thing in the 3K. Again, Parker Wolf was really kind of trying to hold on to Nico Young, but Nico Young, again, that dominance was on display here in Boston. And Nico Young spoke about his strategy and just the opportunity to come here indoors and win the double for the first time.
Same plan was no plan, pretty much. Once it started going quick, I knew I couldn't stay in the back. Just be too much energy wasted if I tried to move up towards the end. So, yeah.
What do you think Coach is going to say after competition this weekend?
I think he's going to be really proud of me, proud of the work that both of us have put in to make this happen, not just this year, but throughout my 4 years at NAU. It's culminating right now.
His coach Mike Smith also shared some really good words as how he was able to bring Nico Young to win this double in the 3K 5K here.
Oh my goodness, so happy for Nico. He's just been such a tremendous guy for our program, and he's been such a team guy. You know, when you get a huge recruit like that at a high school, in other sports, right? It's, you know, they make promises about all their individual accolades. At NAU, we make promises about buying into team, and he's just always been on board for that. And he's been second and third, and all these things. And so just seeing him in this moment, it's very, very special, and I'm very, very happy for Nico.
Now, like I said, both on the men's and the women's side, the double was in full effect as Parker Valby from Florida. Now, we know that Parker has been so dominant. She's dealt with some injuries and some ups and downs. She's never actually competed at NCAA indoors, but for her first time indoors, this was a pretty good showing. 5,000 meter win in 14:52.79 seconds. Not only was that a win, collegiate lead, facility record, meet record, NCAA record in the 5K. Parker Valby proved why she is the best distance runner in the NCAA right now. And then she followed that up in the 3K, running 8:41.50 seconds for a meet record here. Now, it was really, really dope to see her kind of all throughout the weekend. From the press conference, she was like super relaxed, super fun, just enjoying the moment. Again, her first NCAA indoor championships. And then when she won her titles, she said that, you know, she felt super, super comfortable. So a little bit more than a stroll in the park, but she felt really, really good.
It was so fun, you know? Pressure's a privilege. You get to have fun out there. And yeah, I'm so happy to be here.
Was it easy?
I mean, on a scale of like 1 to 10, it was probably like a 6 or 7. I wouldn't say it was easy. Like, I wasn't jogging in the park. Yeah, it was super fun. That was the goal this year, was to just, I didn't open up till later, obviously, as people noticed. But that was just like so I could stay healthy and happy, help my team out here. And yeah, continuing the outdoors.
So overall, we knew that Parker Valby was super, super dominant, but she just came to Boston and proved exactly why. Now, Between Parker Valby as well as Nico Young, there are going to be some mainstays and some really strong forces when talking about United States distance running over the next couple years. We just came off of Glasgow where we saw the USA win a plethora of distance medals when we're talking about the 800, 1500, 3K, all across the board. And we're going to see Nico Young as well as Parker Valby really dip into that fold. We've been seeing the USA kind of step things up on the world stage globally as well. So we all know over the next couple years, they're very much going to be in the conversation as some of the athletes to look out for when we're talking about making teams. Now, let's move down a little bit to the 400 meter dash. We have to talk about Christopher Morales Williams. In the 400, we saw he already broke the world record just a couple weeks ago at SECs, running 44.49 seconds in F4, but came here to NCAAs. All the eyes were on him to see if he was going to be able to either replicate that performance or get a little bit close to it. In the prelims, might have given us a little bit of a scare. He was only able to run 45.88 seconds. Now, he did win his heat, but to qualify to the finals is just fastest times qualified. There's no automatic queue, there's no heat winners, fastest times. So his 45.8 was actually the fourth fastest time. That put him in the first heat, which is quote unquote the slow heat. But guess what? Christopher Morales Williams proved that world record was no fluke. 44.67 seconds for the win, and he said he felt comfortable despite how fast he went out.
You saw 21 come up on the clock, or did you even like notice that?
No,
you saw...
I had no idea. I really just heard it, but like halfway through I heard it on the commentator, but I wasn't going to change. I mean, that's just what I want. It's a little bit fast than I normally do, but it was only 1 millisecond actually. It wasn't even too bad. But I mean, I ran it. I had to hold it for the rest of the race, so that's just kind of what it was. It felt good. It felt almost the same. I was a little bit more tired for this one. But I mean, overall, it feels good that I could do it consistently, knowing that I'll be this strong going into outdoors, which hopefully will be also amazing. So.
So to back up his 44.4, he now has 44.6, and that gives him not only the world record, the fastest all time, but also gives him the seventh fastest performance in history. And just a fun fact, that's actually a better indoor average than Michael Johnson in the 400 meter dash. So not saying that he's better than Michael Johnson, right? Always a legend, but Christopher Morales Williams, again, proving that he is a mainstay here in the 400 and very much gonna be a force when we go outdoors in NCAA and then maybe even getting to the Olympics. Remember, he represents Canada. He's gonna be competing for Canada. He is very excited. He has so much support around him for his country. So really looking forward to seeing what Christopher Morales Williams is able to do as we go throughout 2024. Now let's keep it in the sprints, but let's talk about another double that just went down here. Now, on top of the doubles we saw in the 3K and the 5K, we also saw Terrence Jones on the sprint side get the double in the 60 and the 200 meters. First off in the 60, Terrence Jones is already the NCAA record holder. He's already the defending NCAA champion, and he showed up here, 60 meter title in 6.5 seconds. Amazing performance for, again, him to defend his title here in Boston, but he then followed that up in the 200, going a step further and running 20.26 seconds, not only for the NCAA title, but one of the fastest times in NCAA history. And Terrence Jones is still learning the 200. I think this is only his fourth or fifth 200 of his entire career, talking about indoors.
Today, it looked like you ran out like a bat out of hell. Is that a strategic change?
Not really. My coach just told me to run. He told me, and I quote, he said, unload the clip. So I just did what I was supposed to do.
So Terrence Jones getting the wins in the 60 and the 200, but even more importantly, Terrence Jones led Texas Tech men's team to the NCAA team title to really capture what is their first NCAA indoor title, but really a culmination of all the progress they've been making over the past 5 or 6 years, right? They won NCAA outdoors in 2019, and they've just been consistently making progress year after year after year, especially in the sprints and hurdles. They really have a strong contingent of guys who have been putting on for the Texas Tech team, and again, NCAA team title for the men, this proved why they are one of the best teams in the country. Now, another highlight I have is the women's 800 meters, where we saw Juliet Whitaker and Michaela Rose go head to head all around this track. I mean, this was one of the closest races we've seen of the entire championships, but Juliet Whitaker of Stanford, she got the win here in a huge personal best of 159.53 seconds. Not only a personal best, also a meet record. Huge, huge kudos to her. And again, she just edged out Michaela Rose, who ran 159.81. And despite Michaela Rose not running as fast as she has run this season, of course in her career, but Michaela Rose and Juliet Whitaker have so much respect for each other. And again, they put on an amazing, amazing race, an 800 meter race that we haven't seen in a long time when talking about the NCAA here.
Just so much joy and just like gratefulness. I've just been wanting this for a while. You know, last year I just got a little bit of a taste of it in the DMR and then getting second in the eight, but I think I really just like wanted to feel that individual win. So I've just kind of been dreaming of this for a while and wanting it really badly, so I'm just happy.
Michaela Rhodes led for most of the race, but then in that last 50, Juliet Whitaker turned on the jets, just whipped around and got to that finish line first. I mean, both of them were super elated. And again, I think this has some huge implications as we look towards the outdoor season. Both of them are going to be going for titles. Michaela Rhodes is a defending outdoor champion. Juliet Whitaker getting her first indoor title. She was second place last year. I think both of them have a lot of potential to not only improve upon their times, but also enter into the conversation of the women's 800 meters when talking about the United States. Of course, we've seen Raven Rodgers, Athing Mo, Ajay Wilson always in the mix. Even Allie Wilson has been making some really big noise, but we could see Juliet Whitaker, we could see Michaela Rhodes. They are going to be some of the next generation. So look out for both of them. Amazing performances here in Boston. Now, sticking with the women, let's talk about the Arkansas women's team who got the team title here. And even more importantly, this was Arkansas's 50th overall team title across the board in track and field and cross country, both the men's and the women's. If you combine them all, indoors and out, this is their 50th overall team title. I mean, the team was elated, but even more importantly, this was on the backs of some amazing performances by a few of the women. We're talking about Amber Anning leading a 1-2-3 finish in the 400 meters, where Amber Anning, Nakisha Price, and Rosie Effion, again, went 1-2-3 in the 400. Arkansas also had like a plethora of women actually entered in the 400. So they had some, you know, women who unfortunately dropped off a little bit, didn't qualify to the final, but for them to still go 1-2-3, but then they followed that up in the 200, where the same three women also got 6th, 7th, and 8th in the 200. But then they also followed that up in the 4x4, where those same three women ran legs on the 4x4. Now, Arkansas unfortunately got disqualified in the 4x4. There was a lane violation, but regardless, all of them came together. They put in the work. It was a very, very tough 2 days for them, and they were able to lead them to the team title here in Boston for Arkansas. Huge performances. We got a chance to speak with, of course, Amber Anning, and to really talk about the performances that she did and the support that she had from Arkansas.
Yesterday was hard for me, but today was even harder because there was just like less time. So I think it was just kind of like more mental than physical, because at this point our bodies are tired, but we had great trainers around us. Coaches were really supportive and kind of telling us to, you know, go out there to get our minds right, like we can do it. And yeah, I think it was just kind of going out there and regardless of what it was, just putting points up for the team. So it was a very collaborative effort getting us out there and doing what we had to do.
And then additionally, Coach Chris Johnson, this is his first year as head coach at the University of Arkansas, taking the helm and again, leading them to a team title. He was super elated with all the performances across the board. And with that, a huge shout out to Rachel Glenn, again, of Arkansas. She kind of started off the day here on Saturday, where she got not only the win in the high jump, but equaled the NCAA record, jumping 2 meters, actually beating out Lamar Diston from LSU, who already broke the NCAA record earlier on this season. So that just brought on all the momentum for Arkansas to lead them to this team title. So huge shout outs to all the women who put down some great performances here in Boston. But let's talk about Jamisha Ford from South Carolina. Women's 200 meter dash, 22.34 seconds. Personal best, she is just a freshman at South Carolina. She had been dominating all season, and this is kind of just a culmination of the progress that she's been making, the transition that she's had coming out of high school, and really the consistency that she's been able to put down all throughout 2024. I'm really excited to see how Jamisha Ford kind of translates this outdoors. Again, she's still a freshman, she's still super young, she's super humble, and she's really excited for not only outdoors, but just her overall career as we look forward in the NCAAs.
You know, I'm very proud of myself, and I know what I'm capable of, and I listen to what my coach tells me to do. I just went out there and execute. A lot of pressure, but you know, my coach told me to keep it level, and he's like be a center of a hurricane, so I try my best to stay calm as possible and don't let my feelings.
Huge shout out to her and what she did in that 200. Brianna Liston, women's 60 meter dash. Jamaica is really showing up in the 60 meters here, where Brianna Liston got the win in 7.03 seconds. Brianna Liston has been really making waves and has been really making noise when talking about Jamaican sprinting. And she's kind of in the conversation as one who can maybe be a spoiler, maybe make the team outdoors, the Olympics in 100. It's gonna be very, very tough, where Sharika Jackson, Shelly Ann Fraser-Pryce, Elaine Thompson-Hira, but who knows? Brianna Liston, considering what she did here today to not only win the NCAA title for LSU, but also the consistency that she's shown throughout 2024, she can very likely be a force to be reckoned with as we progress through the rest of the year.
Yeah, I think it's all about pride, to be honest. I think pride pushes you to just carry the legacy of like your country name or your school name or everything. So I have some great sprinters. I just want to be like
in the conversation. I want to be one of them. So
now let's jump over to the women's mile, where Maya Ramsden from Harvard, I mean, just a week ago, she was breaking a New Zealand national record in Glasgow, Scotland at the World Indoor Championships. But now she's here in Boston and she just won the mile, running 4 minutes, 25.13 seconds in a meet record, but also a very, very competitive mile where the top six women all ran under 4:30. I mean, this was a super, super dominant race. And Maya Ramsden, again, she's proved why she is one of the best in the country right now. Really one of the best in the world, if you want to be technical, right? For her to be able to come here, get a title for Harvard, to show up, she said that she was just, you know, she didn't even have to get a hotel. She just rolled out of bed, not rolled out of bed, but, you know, she came here and, you know, was very, very comfortable competing here in Boston. I'm really excited to see what she's going to be able to do outdoors. Again, competing at World Indoors really gave her that experience and that opportunity to compete amongst the best in the world. Competing here at NCAAs, also some of the best in the world, but she is proving that she is going to be a force going into the 2024 season.
This is the dream. Like, yeah, my dad's here, my grandparents are here, my aunt and uncle are here, my cousins, and then my team. You know, like my teammates are all here. My roommates were right on the on track side, and that to me that's the coolest part of all this. And also it made me super relaxed. Like I spent, you know, I got dinner with people. I get dinner with every single day last night, right? And we're sitting around in our common room just chatting, and yeah, it was really incredible experience this past week.
Already an NCAA champion outdoors in the 1500 meters, now getting this mile title indoors. Listen, Maya Ramsden, she is one to look out for. But let's finish off. I want to talk about the jumps, where we did see Wayne Pinnock specifically in the long jump for the men's. And this is kind of just adding to Arkansas. I know this is on the men's side, but Wayne Pinnock competes for Arkansas, competes for Jamaica, got the win here in 8.40 meters. A long jump world lead, a personal best, and a Jamaican national record. Now, not only is it a Jamaican national record, it actually ties the record that was set by Kerry McLeod, who previously competed for Arkansas and set that record last year. But Wayne Pinnock defends his title, and we saw that Kerry McLeod actually got a bronze medal at the World Indoor Championships, and Kerry McLeod actually said that that gave him motivation to really go out here and be the best that he can be.
Well, congratulations on his bronze medal, but you know, that really gave me the motivation to come out here and have that mindset of being a warrior. Just always knowing that it only takes one jump to be a champion.
So Wayne Pinnock, Kerry McLeod, they share the Jamaican national record in the long jump. And I think this is really going to have some huge implications as we go outdoors. He got the silver medal last year, actually just lost out to Tentaglu on the last jump in Budapest. I think that he has the potential to jump 850, 860, who knows, even farther. So looking forward to seeing how he's going to translate outdoors, and keep an eye out for that team at Arkansas when talking about the jumps. Between Wayne Pinnock, between Kerry McLeod, between Jaden Hibbert, right? That jumps crew, even Tara Davis Woodhull, they train in Arkansas. That jumps crew is very, very serious. They're going to be making waves outdoors in the jumps. So those are just some of the top highlights from the 2024 NCAA Indoor Championships that just capped off here in Boston. Yes, I know there were so many performances I missed, from the men's and the women's DMRs, the men's mile, the women's hurdles, the triple jumps. I mean, so many performances that went down this weekend. But let us know what your favorite performance from these NCAAs were. Let us know what your favorite performance from the entire NCAA Indoor season was. And what are you looking forward as we go to the outdoor season? I can't tell you how many athletes I spoke to that literally said, I don't even like indoors. I just want to get outdoors. I want to really stretch my legs out. I want to really put down some great performances. So excited to see everything that goes down. Be sure to check out the CDS Mag YouTube channel, where you could see all the interviews that we did over the past weekend. And be sure to follow us on Instagram on not only CDS Mag, but also on CDS Mag U, our new Instagram page, where you can see all the highlights, all the amazing performances that we have from NCAA athletes. And as we look forward to the outdoor season, you definitely do not want to miss anything. So again, be sure to follow CDS Mag U on Instagram and follow us across all social platforms, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, Threads. We definitely are going to have tons of content coming. New Balance Nationals is currently going down in Boston, so be sure to check out all the results that have gone on from the past couple days, and also what's capping off on Sunday. So as always, appreciate y'all, and yeah, we'll be back again next time.